Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a good morning. I hope.
There's a lot of news. So much news. If you live in the 4800 block of North Apopka Vineland Road in Orlando, Florida, beware, there is a king cobra on the loose.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
A man named Mike Kennedy had a pair of cobras. This one is 8 feet long, which actually isn't very big as cobras go, apparently. King cobras.
8 feet?
8 feet long.
This is in Florida?
This is in Florida, Orlando, Florida.
Well, we should pray for people.
It's terrible down there. The snake escaped his cage because of weather-related events. After a series of storms, a limb fell on his house where the snake's cage is located, and then flooding allowed the snake to escape its cage. So the neighbors are really upset. It's incredibly traumatic.
No kidding.
The situation is a worst nightmare.
It's pretty much a worst nightmare scenario.
Yeah, the owner was licensed to own the snakes and has other venomous snakes, but he lost a king cobra. So good luck out there, and hopefully you find... Good luck.
Godspeed.
Yes.
Does it say how big around it is?
No.
It's girth?
No, there's no girth measurement, just length.
Girth is important.
That's true.
With a snake.
With a snake.
As far as escaped animals go, there was a code red at the Indianapolis Zoo over the weekend.
And what does that mean?
A code red is when a cheetah gets out. I imagine a code red is whenever an animal gets out. But
in this case,
it happened at 9:30 a.m. on a Sunday. They locked down the zoo. Code red. Bunch of people were ushered out of the plains habitat while they had no idea where the cheetah was. The cheetah had somehow got onto the beaver bridge and managed to escape its enclosure. So people were obviously frightened. Terrible, scary incident. But they found it and they got it back in.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and went in on
no
its
harm
own.
Done?
No. Cheetah was fine. The cheetah's name was Pounce.
Yeah. Where's Pounce?
Gotta look for Pounce.
Pounce.
Yeah. Absolutely frightening, though. Can't imagine going to a zoo and having a big cat.
If you don't know where it is.
No.
And he knows where you are.
He always knows where you are.
Oh, yeah.
Pounce.
He's ready to pounce.
Going back to last week, the Around the World Yacht Race has begun, and it has had its first fatality.
Really?
Yeah. British paramedic died aboard a boat just days after setting off on the Clipper Around the World Yacht Race. Andrew Ashman, he was 49. He was knocked unconscious by a main sheet and failed to regain consciousness despite immediate medical assistance. First leg of the race from Britain to Brazil.
They go from Britain and then they go south around South America. And then I'm assuming they just kind of go all the way around.
Yeah. And then they go. They end from New York to London again. Okay. So they go down south. Does that seem right? They go down South America.
Listen to the last episode.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's the first fatality in the history of the 19-year-old Clipper race, though.
So, those are pretty good stats.
Yeah. We were here to cover the first one.
That's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm. In Kansas, a sperm donor donated his sperm to a lesbian couple and is being forced to pay child support. Mm-hmm. Even though they don't want him to and he doesn't want to.
Who's forcing him?
The Kansas government recognizes him as the father. They don't believe that. Yeah. So he's fighting it pretty hard. He thinks that it's the governor, Sam Brownback. He believes that Sam Brownback, quote, sat down with a group of his people and said, okay, this is what I want to do. How do we accomplish that in regards to making him pay child support? So
that's ridiculous. I'm pretty sure that's just a guy who doesn't like gay parents.
Yeah, they're pretty twisted down there.
Yeah.
So
there is a what's her face? A Davis.
She's Kentucky.
That's Kentucky.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Now that's pretty funny. Now the she denied marriage certificates to same-sex couples
and heterosexual couples.
Oh, yeah, she just stopped. Yeah, stopped marrying people. Yeah. And now the Westboro Baptist Church is picketing her, which is hilarious.
Wow.
Because she's divorced and remarried, which they don't believe in.
Four times. Four times.
Yeah, they want her to get back with her original husband. Because in God's eyes, it's all been adultery since.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is hilarious. But in Oregon, we've had the same thing happen. We've had a judge stop handing out marriages altogether for the same reason. So he's in a bit of a hot spot himself. In other Oregon news, in Clatskanie, Oregon, we know where that is?
Never heard of it.
It's real northeast Oregon, kind of out by like Joseph, Oregon. It's pretty much Idaho. The police chief has had official complaints filed against him for being racist. He compared African Americans to monkeys, made monkey sound, and sang Dixie while being debriefed on the arrest of a woman who had said she was discriminated against.
What?
So one of these officers was explaining to him about this formal complaint, and Chief Hoover was scratching and chanting, started to move around the room in a dance or jumping fashion. While jumping and moving about the room, Chief Hoover momentarily beat his chest like Tarzan. As Chief Hoover was comparing African Americans to monkeys, I began to become extremely uncomfortable. I've never been in a work environment where a manager, especially an executive officer, is openly racist.
Wow.
Says the officer who is filing the report.
Yeah. So, how do you get away with that?
Well, he kind of did. So he retired instead of facing charges. So the mayor of the town gave him a nice retirement speech. And enjoy your retirement, knowing we will miss you and wish you all the best. Just take it easy on the elk, bear, and fish that you will have more time to pursue. A dog was lost for 42 days in Yellowstone.
42 days?
Mm-hmm. An Australian shepherd ran off after an auto wreck. And it survived on its own for 6 weeks, and they found it.
Wow.
Yeah, David Sowers. He's,
I didn't see that.
He's elated. He's very happy.
Elated.
Yes. He got hurt in the wreck. He was still healing when he was venturing through Yellowstone looking for his dog. And he hasn't been following doctor's orders very well, but he wanted to find his dog. They found it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Great. Real good. Arby's is in the news.
Arby's?
Oh.
Yeah, and I love it.
Special?
No. They refused service to a police officer. This is, again, in Florida.
Of course.
I always love when Florida's in the news.
Florida's great.
We talk about Florida.
Florida a lot. Florida and Alabama mostly. So a police officer was through the drive-thru, had a real bad time, didn't get her food. So Arby's corporate came down and decided that for the day, all Arby's locations in a 2-county area would give out free food to officers. And the best thing ever, before officers could leave the station that morning, McDonald's took free food to them.
Oh.
At their station and fed them all day. McDonald's and Whole Foods and...
Wow.
I think one other. Oh, people brought donuts to them. Like, the community brought them donuts.
Because so, they didn't get Arby's.
Yeah, one police officer took advantage of the free all-day Arby's. So, another campaign that failed miserably for Arby's. You guys remember, or did you even see the Arby's commercials when they rebranded? They had a sponsorship deal with Pepsi, where they were supposed to mention it in their ad campaigns. It's at the very end, like, Arby's, Pepsi. And they just forgot. They had this huge rebranding rolling out like brand new commercials and this whole thing. And it was supposed to have Pepsi's logo and all this. And they spent all this money and then got sued by Pepsi.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I love Arby's. Arby's just can't get anything right. The world record has been set since last week in sheep shearing.
Oh, I heard about this.
Did you see pictures of this? It's crazy.
Giant Sheep.
Yeah, a sheep had gone missing for something like 7 years. Here's a picture of it, just in the wild hillsides of Australia. Holy crap. Yeah, this thing had at least as much of its body weight, like 89, almost 90 pounds of wool. And it could hardly move anymore, and it was killing itself. And they had to sedate it, and they brought in an Australian, Ian Elkins, to shear the mammoth creature, and he now holds the world record for sheep shearing.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at them shear this thing.
It's just a huge mass of wool.
It's 90 pounds of wool. So way to go. Way to go, Ian. The previous record was 60 pounds from a New Zealand sheep known as Shrek. So this sheep's
smashed
name,
that record.
This sheep's name is Chris. And 89 pounds. So nobody is anticipating this record to be broken anytime soon.
I don't think so.
Way to go, Ian. You did it.
Way to go.
North Korea has... They started a K-pop band. They're ushering themselves into the modern era with synthesizers and short skirts. So, here's the song. The Morin Bong Band. The song is called Without a Break.
It's very modern.
Mm. I think they just
should look at this crowd that they're playing to. Now, it starts off as a pretty innocent concert, turns into pictures of missiles going after America on the back projectors.
All right. This is the song they'll be playing when they go to war with America, mm-hmm. I'm assuming.
Yeah, this is the war anthem.
Yeah. Bombs going off.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
What's up? It sounds like 1987. That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're about in the '80s.
Yeah.
So. If you take a look at this little picture here in the corner, this is up to last week what their airline attendants wore. Mm-hmm. Very, very conservative.
Yeah.
It's like 60s dress.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now
they're looking now.
They have unveiled.
Are they getting sexy?
Yeah. Look at them. They even strut sexy now. Yeah, hitting the runway.
Hey, hey.
Now, there's only one airline in North Korea, and it doesn't really go anywhere. So, way to go. North Korea
is
looking good.
they're going to be just fine.
Was it last week we talked about how they will never win a war against us?
No.
That was pretty good. I think we've had something on North Korea every single week.
For the most part. Mm-hmm.
It's just such an interesting place. I mean,
it's fascinating.
So isolated.
And something new happens there.
Yeah.
Ashley Madison, as we all know, got hacked. The looking for an affair website. A man named John Gibson, a pastor and a seminary professor, married with two children, has killed himself. Because he had been outed on Ashley Madison. He was very ashamed. Like 32 million people were exposed from that hack.
A lot of Canadians.
Really?
Yeah. That's bizarre.
Canadians?
Looking for a little extracurricular. In a stretch of highway in Phoenix, right downtown, there has been 10 shootings in 11 days. Somebody or a group of people are shooting almost randomly into the highway. So only one injury, and it's minor. A 13-year-old girl had her right ear cut when a bullet pierced through the windshield of an SUV. Otherwise, it's just been car damage. Nobody's been hurt. So they are pulling out all the stops to find out who it is. They think it's one person using multiple weapons. It's about a shot a day. In Massachusetts, a police officer shot at his own patrol car in an attempt to cover up what we don't know yet. So, a part-time Massachusetts police officer lied when he said somebody shot at his patrol car, causing it to crash and catch fire. So, this was all fabricated. He fired shots at his own cruiser, as part of a plan to concoct a story that he was fired upon. Hmm. So this guy was a 24-year-old named Brian Johnson. He was like a part-time police officer, like was training to become a full-time officer, just a young kid. They don't really know what is going on. Now, what I think is he had crashed his car and, yeah, made this huge elaborate ruse to try and get out of it. So he's been fired off the force. And in tragic news, a 62-year-old truck driver named Ronald Ruiz was murdered earlier this week when he was stabbed by his trainee, 146-year-old Stanley Polk.
Ronald.
Ronald.
Pronounced Ronald.
So he had been training him for a couple weeks, and he had told his parent company that he was very weird and that he didn't know what was up with him, and he wanted him off of his truck. And their parent company, Werner Enterprises, just told him to hang tight and keep going. And he was stabbed in his own car, and he was weeks away from giving up training and starting his own drive team with his granddaughter, who had just received her license. It's very sad. This guy's crazy looking, Polk. But they arrested him almost immediately, and he's done for. So
done for.
Now into the real nitty gritty, all the real fun news.
Cool.
First and foremost, this morning, National Geographic has sold itself to Fox.
Really?
Yeah. Now there's a glimmer of hope because this is the same Fox that allowed Cosmos and Neil deGrasse Tyson to be aired with total control.
Yeah.
But it's still a scary thought. I really like National Geographic, mm-hmm. and I hope.
Are they just suffering financially?
No, I couldn't find any details other than it had happened, so.
You would think if Fox knows what's good for them, they'll let it be what it is.
Right.
They tend to do that kind of stuff.
In other selling news, Lagunitas has sold 50% of its shareholdings to Heineken.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Heineken is like the largest international distributor. Mm-hmm. I actually didn't realize how big their company was. Heineken's everywhere, of course, but they have a bajillion breweries all over the world. They're just, they're out of control. Lagunitas has continued to be led by Tony McGee, its founder. Alongside with the whole existing management team, company will continue to operate as an independent entity. This has come as a huge shock in the beer world because Tony McGee is the foremost anti-corporate beer spokesman there is. He has criticized every move of trying to make craft beer mainstream. Hmm. Very vocal about it on Twitter. And then without word, sold himself to Heineken.
And it was completely his decision? He didn't have any cohorts that
I think so. He's still in charge. Now, they still own 51%.
Yeah.
Heineken owns only 50. And it seems to be a pretty positive move because
51 now they 50? Just...
Yeah. Heineken only has 50.
Or 101%?
Yeah. Wait. 49%. Yeah.
There you go.
Good catch.
Yeah.
So they just get to distribute worldwide while Heineken gets a cut of that profit.
Hmm.
But very odd. Nobody saw that coming. An Ohio funeral home put the wrong body in a casket for the viewing.
How do you do that?
And then couldn't find the right body for several hours. And then when they did, they rushed to embalm it and sloppily put makeup on. So it was a really bad day for the Cargill family. To say the least.
Where did we put that body?
You have one job.
You have literally one job.
You got one job. A kayaker. Body in the casket. You're going to like this one a lot.
Okay.
A kayaker was saved by a pilot Monday morning out in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Rescued Monday morning by a local air service pilot. His canoe had started taking on water. And I don't know why they call it a canoe, but call him a kayaker. I don't know the difference, really. And in a heroic save that by the Anchorage Fire Department, they found him and his dogs out in this spot where you go kayaking in Anchorage and, got lost again the next day. So they're looking for him again in the same area. It's called Nick Arm. Bruce Gronwald got lost twice in 2 days. So what's scary is the first time he radioed in and said he was taking in water and he needed help. Now he's just disappeared, and there's been no radio call. So,
no, interesting.
Captain Underpants. Captain, you remember? Underpants. Mm-hmm. Well, the author has casually outed him as gay.
Yes, I was actually gonna think or like say that was probably a thing.
In a very small description of a glimpse of his own future, he sees himself growing old with another male character. So this is pretty exciting because it's been a lot of these sort of young adult, like middle school age stories. Homosexuality is like a main theme, and that tends to be the main story arc or the conflict, that this struggle to come out and be proud and this whole thing where he just said, no, I am. It is what it is. It's great. There's no fanfare, no big reveal. It isn't touched upon again. They don't talk about it. It just is. And no great surprise to anybody. There are two French castles that are cheaper to rent than San Francisco apartments.
What?
Yeah. One of the castles is on 200 acres in France, and it's renting for just under $3,000 a month, contrasted against a current listing for a 401-square-foot studio apartment on Page Street in San Francisco's Lower Haight Street, which goes for $3,000 per month. There's a six-bedroom castle in France currently on the rental market for just under $5,000 a month, which includes a pool, three-acre garden, and several lawns, which is juxtaposed against a Laurel Heights three-bedroom apartment on Collins Street that runs for $5,000.
Ugh.
No square footage is mentioned, but one of the bedrooms doesn't have a closet. So
because
it's just out of control.
Good Lord.
I'd rather live in a castle in France.
No kidding. It's going on with Johnny Depp.
Yeah, well, he's got that whole villa. So Brooklyn College's longtime janitor turns out to also be the college's cocaine dealer. His name is Javon High.
Nice.
He's 46. He's been selling blow in uniform in front of the university's child care center. He sold baggies of cocaine to undercover officers 9 times between April and July. About $1,400 worth of cocaine. So he's out of there.
He's done.
Yeah, so Brooklyn College, you got to get your coke elsewhere. In other drug news, a homeopathy conference ended in chaos after the delegates took a hallucinogenic drug. Now, no one's quite sure, because of the dosing, whether or not they took it knowingly, because they took way too much. So there were about 30 men and women staggering around, rolling in a meadow, talking gibberish and suffering severe cramps. They were in Hamburg at a hotel where the conference was held. 150 medical staff, ambulances, and police descended on the scene and took the raving delegates to the hospital. Patients were found suffering from delusions, breathing problems, racing hearts, and cramps. They took a drug called 2C-E, which is known as Aqua Rust in Germany, and has been illegal there since the end of the year. It's a mix, essentially, between ecstasy and LSD.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
And what are the health purposes of this drug?
What's that?
What does this drug do? Like, what is it used for?
It's not a homeopathic drug. It's a chemical.
That's
chemical.
But they just decided to take it.
So nobody knows, because everybody took way too much. So what the theory right now is that somebody snuck it in there.
Yeah.
And dosed everybody with it, and then everybody just started tripping real hard. Yeah, it's a psychedelic and hallucinogenic stimulant and has effects somewhere between ecstasy and LSD. Anyone taking it experiences a buzz and feelings of being alive and in tune with their surroundings, their colors and smells. Causes hallucinations, sexual arousal, hypersensitivity, and other effects that become more intense and uncontrollable with higher doses. So you can imagine a bunch of pseudoscientists rolling around horny and high out of their minds.
Whee!
Great. A man came home to find his wife naked in bed with her father.
Ugh.
And then got stabbed by him.
The dude got stabbed by her father?
By his father-in-law, yeah.
Whoa.
47-year-old was nude in bed with his wife, the man's own daughter. about 3:30 a.m. Saturday. This is in Detroit, of course. 25-year-old man came home and discovered his wife and her father completely nude, laying together in bed. Man woke up his father-in-law and got into an altercation, continued outside the home. Then the older man stabbed the younger man in the back with a knife. After the stabbing, he fled. 24-year-old woman told police that she and her father were out drinking. When she arrived back at the house, she passed out. She did not know what had happened until her husband woke her up. So,
well, I hope that relationship is over.
With her father?
All the way around. They all need to go their separate ways.
Yeah. Start over.
Yeah.
So a video has come out of two high school football players for John Jay High School.
Mm-hmm.
You might have seen this.
No.
They're facing assault charges for this terrible blindside hit on a ref. Well, you see it too if you haven't seen
it. Why'd they do that?
Nobody knows yet, but they're facing real charges. Yeah, so they think it was retaliation possibly for a bad call. But it's ridiculous. I've never seen anything like this in sports. So.
Little shits.
Particularly the second kid who uses his helmet. Awful. In Vermont,
mm-hmm.
a Connecticut man was clocked at driving 112 miles an hour.
Whoa.
In a 65 mile an hour zone on his way to fight a speeding ticket. Well, we'll end the day with two real lucky women.
Okay.
The first was a Oakland resident, one Erlyn K. Sanchez Edwards, 25-year-old prostitute, escaped arrest after a vehicle crash on the Bay Bridge by jumping into the bay. And according to a witness quoted in court, she was hella drunk.
She was hella drunk.
So they captured her on Monday, a month after she escaped. An officer was trying to handcuff her on the Bay Bridge by jumping down about 70 feet into the bay, swimming to shore, and catching a ride with a tow truck driver. So she was working as a prostitute in the Mission District in San Francisco on August 12th before attempting to drive two other prostitutes to Oakland in a stolen car that Sanchez Edwards ended up crashing on the Oakland side of the Bay Bridge at about 2 a.m., because she was hella drunk from splitting a fifth of Hennessy.
Wait, so she jumped into the bay.
Into the bay and swam.
Off of the Bay Bridge.
Yeah. Got out of the bay and got a ride with a tow truck driver.
I'm like trying to, I mean, I guess she probably survived because she was drunk.
Yeah, just.
Like she probably yeah. just like
ragdoll fell
over the bridge.
And a woman who was not so lucky, Ariel Engart, 24-year-old. This is in Florida. She got drunk driving and drug charges. And offered three officers oral sex if they would drop the charges. She had marijuana, cocaine, and was drunk. And they said no.
They politely declined.
She went to jail. She offered to perform fellatio and other sex acts on Deputy Brian Sudbrink, the officer who arrested her. When he said no... she was undeterred and offered the same deal to deputies Obed Munez and Eric
Biddle.
What
about you? You want to be fellated?
And so when she was rejected again, police added three counts of bribery to her rap sheet. And Engart, who was seen smiling in her booking photo, was released after posting $5,150 bond. So almost, honey. Almost.
Almost.
Now it's time for a new segment.
Yay.
We're all really excited about
Five,
this.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour.
News from space.
Did you put that together?
I did, yes. So I'd like to welcome you.
Hello.
Enrique, our
Thank
senior
you.
Space correspondent.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Doing? Great.
Yeah. Okay. Good morning.
It's a great morning. What's up in space?
Mm-hmm. Nothing much. You know, just the usual.
Usual space stuff.
Just darkness and blackness. And let's see what's been happening. So New Horizons, as we know, just kind of had a flyby by Pluto around July. They finally determined where they're going to go next. They, I guess last year, 2014, they had Hubble kind of search around where New Horizons was kind of heading to see if there were any other Kuiper Belt objects out there.
Something worth exploring.
Yeah, Kuiper Belt is where Pluto's located.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's considered kind of like the outer realms of the solar system. It's where like old remnants, like old bodies, asteroids, comets are at. Just kind of old stuff where precursor to the solar system. So a lot of volatile materials, a lot of like ice planets or asteroids. You get a lot of methane, a lot of ammonia, and a lot of water going on out there. And so they had Hubble look out there to see if there was anything kind of where New Horizons can check out, and they found one, and it's called 2014 MU69,
ooh,
which is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, that's nice.
Oh.
And I guess it was, they were deciding between two kind of Kuiper Belt objects. One was bigger. This other one was bigger. I'm not sure what it's called, but 2014 MU69 is the one they decided to go to just because it would be a lot easier to head out there. They do have to do some thrusting maneuvers to get New Horizons to get out there, and they would have to use less to get to this object. And so they decided to do this one instead of going to the larger object, just because they, if anything does go wrong, they do have some extra thrust to kind of get it there. And it's supposed to head there around 2019, so it's pretty interesting.
Is it going to do a flyby?
Yeah, flyby, same thing like what it did with Pluto. Yeah, it should be interesting.
That's crazy.
I'm excited. Yeah, I was kind of hoping that they, because they weren't sure if they were going to be able to check out any other, anything else out there? Like, they had to have Hubble kind of check out to see if there was anything else that they could even go to. Because, I mean, it's just everything is so, like, so distant from each other. Just imagine. But yeah, that one is going on right now. And then they also, I was also reading about how NASA is planning their Europa mission, which I'm really excited about.
Ooh, that's one of my favorite moons.
Yeah, I know. Europa is a moon around Jupiter, and there's supposedly some liquid oceans under there. Should be kind of interesting. Yeah.
So what is their mission going to be like? Are they just sending probes?
Yeah. So their goal is to kind of just, they're kind of in this planning phases of it right now. They're trying to maybe have it be launched like mid 2020s. So it should be out there by like late 2020s. But the goal is, to put a probe to be able to kind of melt the ice and to get into one of the oceans down there.
Oh.
Yeah. So it'd be interesting. And that would be literally, and they want to go to Europa because Europa is our best bet for life on, like, in terms, yeah, just like, it'll be like microbial or maybe even like complex life, but who knows, but it's like our best bet to find life in the solar system besides Earth, which would be really interesting. I mean, I think there's only the four bodies you have: Enceladus, Titan, Europa, and there's one more, I can't remember, but they might have subsurface oceans, which would be pretty amazing.
There's like the four big moons.
Yeah. Right? Well, the four big moons that could possibly have oceans underneath them. I know Enceladus, I believe they found like, there's geysers on Enceladus, and then Titan, of course, is my favorite moon because it has liquids of methane lake, which are pretty cool, and like it rains methane. Like the stuff that comes out of your stove is a liquid on a planet.
That's pretty cool. Bizarre.
And it has a really dense atmosphere, which is really rare to find. Like, where it's like the only other body in the solar system that actually has a dense atmosphere besides Earth, which is pretty sweet. Oh, and Venus, of course, but Venus is hell on Earth. So.
Mm-hmm. Exactly that. Yeah.
That's pretty much all that's going on right now. That's interesting. I mean, nothing really big's been going on since New Horizon. I know China's also been trying to put a probe on the dark side of the moon. Because the moon never really rotates. Like, we always see the same side of the moon. And so they really want to try to put a probe on the dark side just to kind of start kind of setting up kind of bases out there, or just to kind of, basically China just wants to claim like something, and they want to be able to also bring back, yeah. Well, and they're also planning on sending back some samples from the moon as well, and that would make them the third country after the U.S. and Russia to have brought samples from the moon back. And they're trying to do that before this decade's over. So good luck to them. Which I'm kind of hoping that if this does happen, maybe it'll start a new space race, which we desperately need.
There's a lot of similarities there.
It'd be cool. I mean, and another thing too is the backside of the moon, the one that doesn't really get exposed very much, like that's a great place to put like telescopes or any kind of like radio kind of scopes or anything, just because it is not going to be affected from the Earth. Like all the radio waves coming from Earth and like the magnetism from the sun or from Earth, like it doesn't affect it. So the backside of the moon is the perfect place to put a telescope. And that's like the goal one day, hopefully.
Like a bigger Hubble.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, and Hubble's going to be replaced pretty soon.
Right. They're doing a bigger version of the same thing.
Pretty much. Yeah. That's pretty good space news right now. I got to get back to you with more. I got to be more prepared next time. Yeah. Well, now I know, like, I'm going to use my phone next time, so it'll be great. Just start looking up news.
There's only so much happening in space.
Well, exactly. So, I mean.
Well, thank you, Enrique.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on Waking Up. As we begin our new news from space segments.
Yeah. So I'll be more prepared next time, so it'll be nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy your day, everybody. America. The world.
The planet. The universe.
Other universes.
Other universes.
All the universes.
Enjoy your day or whatever it is that you have.
Whatever you do.
Whatever you call it.